This is Labor Day week, a time to dust off that flagpole, attach it to the house, and fly the American flag. That's what Congress wants you to do. We know because Congress enacted statutes, laws about the flag. Title 4, Chapter 1 of the United States Code contains flag guidelines, among them when to fly the flag, how to fly it, and what better a time to review what you learned in your civics class. After all, Congress has decided that Labor Day is a day when the flag should be flown especially. Other special days include the obvious Independence Day and Flag Day, but also Christmas and Mother's Day. Sorry, Dads, your special day apparently isn't so special after all. This is the statute that tells flag owners that it's perfectly okay to fly the flag 24 hours a day if the flag is properly illuminated. Please don't display the flag during inclement weather unless it's an all-weather flag. And it's the statute that contains this advice, perfectly describing flag-raising ceremonies from childhood. The flag should be hoisted briskly and lowered ceremoniously. You might be able to picture the Boy Scouts doing that right now. You might wonder if there's a case out there that addresses the when to fly the flag, how to fly it statute. And the answer is, staying away from the flaming hot issue of flag treatment as political protest, yes. Picture this. A corner in Clearwater, Florida in 1993. A car dealership. And 23 American flags flying proudly, attracting the eyes of patriotic potential patrons. Clearwater argued that such a display was in clear violation of the statute, among other things, because the flags flew at all hours and in all weather. But the appellate court disagreed. Congress made mere suggestions in the statute, the court reasoned, shown by word choice. The law reads that the flag should be hoisted briskly, not that it shall be hoisted briskly, and the 23 flags remained at the car dealership, in dark of night and in all weather. There are other flag laws on the books as well, one explaining that the flag shall contain, note the mandatory word choice in that provision, 13 alternating red and white stripes, white stars on a blue field. Someone in 1987 seized on that language and argued that a court shouldn't be allowed to hear his case because the courtroom contained a flag with unauthorized fringes. A totally frivolous argument, the court found, and the case went forward, fringed flag and all. But this remains a popular argument against jurisdiction in some criminal defendants' minds. The fringe means it's not the American flag, and therefore the courtroom is foreign and without authority over them. To quote one of the many judges who've heard that creative plea, "I don't know what the purpose of that argument is, but if it's an objection to proceeding, it's overruled." Same in the other cases involving fringe defendants. Another statute contains the Pledge of Allegiance and tells us that we should recite it standing with our right hands over our hearts. Yet another provision explains where the flag should be flown when other flags are in the same display, at the center, at the highest point. Use the flag at a ceremony unveiling a new statue, but you shouldn't use it as the veil itself. You shouldn't dip the flag. You shouldn't allow it to touch the ground. All wonderful patriotic requests from Congress, still part of our laws this Labor Day 2000. And finally, this. If a flag gets too old, is no longer a fitting emblem, it should be destroyed in a, quote, dignified way. The preferred method, rekindling flames of protest, burning. I'm Amy Guida.